Heaney and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
He is so much more comfortable right now, even yesterday, the walkthrough yesterday, just in terms of moving around. You know, we go from gun to under to the tight ends are moving, the receivers are moving. We're adding a few more every single day. And his process is really clean right now. I'm talking about how he's preparing. I'm really pleased with it. He's doing the work behind the scenes that no one else is seeing, and we're starting to see the dividends being paid from it.
That is Ben Johnson talking about his QB1, Caleb Williams. This is Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score. And Caleb Williams spoke today at practice, which is a good thing. I also still think that Caleb Williams making mistakes in practice is a good thing, because Ben Johnson said it, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that goes for all of us.
Clearly, it goes for everyone who's paying attention to what's going on, because I don't think anyone's comfortable with where Caleb Williams is right now. So I think everyone, including observers, have to get comfortable getting uncomfortable.
Right, because this is an omelet. And even though eggs are $25 a carton or whatever it is now, point being, you still have to break them.
It's so funny you called it an omelet, because watching practice on Saturday, I was with Clay Harbor, and we were talking about what we were seeing in front of our eyes. Just, I was like, why is it that when I see Caleb dropping back, doing his thing, does he look like scrambled eggs? But then I see Tyson Bagent drop back and do things, it's a nicely folded omelet. I was like,
Tyson Bagent is a nicely folded omelet in this metaphor?
He really was. Well, he's going up against the twos. So that's a lot of it. But I'm just saying, everything was very crisp with Tyson Bagent on the field. And with Caleb, it was like, what is going on?
Every Bob just said, hell yeah.
No, but I put it into context. He's going up against the twos, so it's a lot easier.
You know, I feel like we've gotten a different set of Bobs recently. Like, I've gotten some really nice messages randomly from Bobs. I feel like we've kind of...
Was that the Pope?
No, those are Roberts.
I wish. If that happened, I'd probably run around like crazy with my hands in the air. But I feel like our Bobs have diversified a bit.
Maybe it's
just a sample size. I'm not sure.
What about thanks?
Mm.
You know what? A valid question today, and we're going to ask a variation of it in 5 on it in our next segment.
Oh, here we go.
But in the meantime, you don't act like you're not watching this too.
That's a tease.
That's the next segment. Yes. But let's give you what we know from Caleb Williams. By the way, our coverage here on The Score is brought to you by Chevy, and Chevy drives Chicago. And the number one draft pick, as you know, not Caleb Williams, the Chevy Silverado. It's for fetching. It's for toting. It's for getting around. It can do a lot of things. That's why it is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. So let's listen to Caleb Williams, who spoke just a few moments ago to Hal Azal about what he has been learning about the offense.
I think as of right now, I think I'm rolling. I'm pretty smooth with it as of right now. Obviously, you want to be 100% when you're out there with the calls and hearing it and making sure. There's so many words that we have in our playbook, and you put so many words together that sometimes they kind of sound the same. So just when you hear a play, you start to hear the play. It's like, okay, I know what the play is. I know exactly what we have. So it comes down to just a little bit more studying. Comes down to a little bit more practicing. A lot more reps and things like that over time. So, I think that's where it is. I think that's where, it's at right now. And, we're going to keep progressing. I'm going to keep progressing and getting after it.
Again, I, at this point, am still just listening for some real big red flags. I don't hear any. I hear a guy who understands that this is a process.
That is the exact word I was about to use, Layla. What I heard in that sound that we just heard from Caleb Williams as we talk about his acclimating to Ben Johnson and his offense, which is also a work in progress, it is a process, and he is taking the steps necessary to get through the process. And I think everybody can just be okay with that.
I also think that it is a good thing to have mistakes at this time when your head coach can stop the play. Like, maybe there's a mental process there where you might get down on yourself because your standard is so high that even in practice, you don't want to make those mistakes. And your coach is like, nah, here's why it's good. Or X, stop the play. Like, here's why Y didn't work. There are all these advantages to being able to have setbacks now and have a positive outcome later.
My favorite quote from Mike Tomlin of all time is the standard is the standard. I think Ben Johnson has an impossible standard, and I think that's great, because that means no matter how well you do, there will always be room for improvement.
And what's the difference going to be between practice and the actual game? Yeah, that for me is so much of this too, and that's why I'm okay with this all. Yeah, I'm okay with hearing about if he struggled in training camp, because good. That's what you have to do sometimes to get better. And I would much rather have him playing with that kind of process than the alternative where maybe every play you run is simple and nice, but you don't need it to look good here. Williams continued. He also talked about the workload of that very idea, learning the installation of what the Bears are trying to do.
It's different. It's going to be different every year. Next year, I'll be handling more. Next year, I'll be handling more. Year after that, I'll be handling more. I think that's where, you know, it's at right now. We're installing a bunch. They're putting, you know, they've installed a lot OTAs now, and they're just, you know, seeing how much, you know, I can retain. And I take pride in, you know, trying to retain it all, every single detail that we have. And I think that's where, you know, I've been growing so far since Ben's been here, is retaining all the information. All of it makes sense to me, and, you know, being able to go out there and execute. Obviously, there's going to be mistakes, but being able to understand that it was a mistake that, you know, by me, or, you know, we lined up wrong, or, you know, the whatever the case may be, getting back in the huddle, calling it right, getting back out there, doing it, executing, you know, being a player-led team.
Limit the mistakes. And more important than limit the mistakes is understanding you will make mistakes. Just don't be making the same mistake over and over. That's the key here to learning something brand new. We've all done it, right? And I think one of the most important things I've heard in this training camp is what Ben Johnson talked about the other day, not his most recent time talking, but where he talked about what he learned in year one, Caleb Williams, that could carry over into year two. Didn't sound like much. Sounds like this is a fresh slate. And Ben Johnson's more than content with understanding that for all intents and purposes, this is like a second rookie year for Caleb Williams. And if he's okay with it, the head coach, and understands that, and that's the prism through which he's working, then Caleb Williams has to understand it as well. And now they're working together to get him up to speed in Ben Johnson's offense.
I'm breaking rules today. This is a big one for me.
Oh, what's that rule?
His performance, whether it was under center or out of the shotgun. So we understand that there is some under center stuff that is happening. I want to hear what Caleb Williams had to say about playing under center.
There hasn't really been a challenge for me under center. I know that's been a big thing. But, you know, there hasn't really been a challenge. It's just been, you know, gaining the knowledge, you know, how, you know, the footwork. Where we need to be, the landmarks of the running back, the landmark for me, you know, when I set up, or when I, you know, when I'm rolling out, or anything like that. So it's just been, you know, practicing the technique. And so what I like about it, you know, you get, you know, hard sell actions, backers biting, safety's eyes get, you know, crisscrossed with different motions and things like that. And, you know, it provides, you know, the defense actually identifies it differently from when you're a gun, back offset and things like that. So it's a bunch of small, minute things that end up mattering, and, you know, you end up having guys running free, or you end up having great leverage on the safety, or things like that. So it's, you know, it's helpful. You know, it's going to be a part of us for a long time.
Understanding that he's selling the tells for the defense is a big thing for me, because that's really how this works. Because you go back to Ben Johnson explaining how he wants everything to look different but the same, and everything that encompasses, it sounds like he's fully bought in and understands why it's so important that he's just as effective under center as he has been in his much more familiar role of out of the shotgun.
I'll believe that it's not a problem for him when I see it in a game. Like, I appreciate that he's going to communicate that and say that. And then he went into why he's okay with that process, and that's a good part of this. But as far as whether or not it's an issue, the tape showed it was previously. I appreciate him telling us how it's going to be different, but I can't be in the same place as he is when it comes to it not being a problem.
I have to believe he's been working on that all season, understanding that this was coming. So that's what I lean into when he says it's big. Like the way he admitted it off the top, I think there's been a recognition there that you hope translates into better performance on the field, as you said, once it actually happens in the game.
Agreed. We have more to come here on Rahimian Harris on 670 The Score coming up next. As we get you ready for Cubs baseball, we'll get you a lineup as they get ready for their third and mercifully final game against the Brewers in Milwaukee this series.
Not mercifully.
Five on It is coming up next. We have five sports questions and some news earlier today that you probably are going to be interested in regarding the trade deadline. That's next.